the treatment could be a bit harsh. No doubt, they suffered from tremendous overcrowding. Many doors were locked. So there was a tremendous feeling of frustration among both staff and of patients, which could result in a flare-up. There were certain wards where even to be in the ward was a matter of stress, that you were looking over your shoulder constantly. This particular ward, you couldn't allow anyone to be behind you, because it could happen. Of course, after I'd been here just a few years, the doors were opened, and this was a tremendous step. I think the biggest breakthrough the psychiatrist ever had, even opposed to what was often thought to be the big breakthrough, was the tranquilizing drugs, such as Largactyl and Meryl, as you remember.
Yeah. But you think that it was the act of opening the doors?
The act of opening the doors. I've spoke to people who'd constantly been locked up, people who'd been checked in and out the wards when they did go out, supposing one was going out with a working party, as we used to do in those days, going out to the fields to bale hay, cut turnips, this kind of thing. You had to know how many patients you took out, you had to return the same number. After meals, you'd count the cutlery, how many knives had been issued, how many knives came back. And if one was missing, then of course there was a right to hue and cry. It was a grievous sin to lose a knife in those days. Of course, naturally, people were afraid that if the knife was lost, somebody's got it and someone may use it.
Yeah.
How far that would have happened in practice, one is a bit not too sure. But as I say, I talked to these people afterwards when the doors had been opened, and they said it was marvellous. The whole weight had been lifted from them. They didn't feel as though they were in prison. They were free. They felt free and easy.